Hello, it's Friday, 26th of March 2010. My name is Stuart Pask, coming to you via the wonderful medium of Audioboo. Haven't done this for a few days, mainly because as of late I've had a rubbish case of man flu, which unfortunately for me has meant that despite being at work, I've also been at work whilst suffering ever so slightly. Of course, it is only man flu, so I don't know how many sympathisers I'll get, but suffice to say, it's caused its fair share of aches and pains and nasty, bunged-up snottiness, which I'm sure you wanted to know about a lot. First and foremost, of course, I think a huge congratulations should go out to my friend Nick Fizzbright, who got some fantastic news recently that he will be in the rebooted Radio 1 Extra schedule as the host of its early morning breakfast show. So a huge congratulations to him. Nick is of course coming to the end of his radio production degree at the University of Westminster, the same degree I also undertook and was finishing again this time last year. He's also been doing a lot of work for Smoke Radio, providing the voiceovers for the rebranded station as of last year, and I think he's still doing the voiceovers now, I believe. And he has also been doing a lot of work on community radio stations. I couldn't tell you for the life of me which one, or ones indeed, but he has also been doing a lot of broadcast assistant work at Radio 1 Extra. Clearly they've picked up on his voice and his unique vocal stylings and said that they'd like to see him on air on his own show, which is fantastic news. You can hear him as of Monday, April 26, 4 till 7 a.m, which is going to be a huge break for him, and I'm sure he's very excited about it, as are all his friends. So again, huge congratulations to Fizz. He's earned every last bit of it. Another thing that caught my attention this week was Alan Titchmarsh's lively debate on violence in video games that was shown on his show on ITV, The Alan Titchmarsh Show. It basically highlighted the concerns people should have about the perils of playing violent video games. The panel consisted of the first and only sensible choice, that was computer and video games, or CVG's online editor, Tim Ingham, who basically knew his facts, he knew what was going on, and he knew, more importantly, what he was talking about, as you would expect of an editor of a website and magazine which focuses on the video game industry. The other two people on the panel, however, were frankly rubbish. There was Julie Peasgood, who is apparent author and sex expert, who basically was a hot... God, it was hysterical about the levels of violence and sexual content in video games these days, and basically made no sense. And there was of course also the other panellist, the former Sun editor Kelvin McKenzie, who frankly didn't seem to know at all what they were talking about. He seemed to be dragging the conversation further and further away from the point as possible, and just kept going about films and things. So it's worth a watch. It's on YouTube, you can find it. It's basically, you should just Google The Alan Titchmarsh Show, video games promote violence. Yeah, watch it. It baffles the mind. Semi-related to that is of course the importance of the digital economy bill's clause highlighting that the pan-European gaming information system will become the number one means of classifying video games in the UK. So hopefully, once this sort of information gets into the hands of parents, then this sort of pantomime debate won't ever have to be seen again. Fingers crossed. And I think finally I'll end on a high note, a good point as it were. I recently got the chance to see the film Zombieland, which I missed at the cinemas, unfortunately. It seemed like the sort of thing I would like, but I think probably at the time I didn't have anyone to see it with. But I've seen it now, it's out on DVD, and frankly I think it's quickly skyrocketed to one of my favourite films of all time. It had a fantastic story, which I particularly related to because of a lot of the sort of geekier connotations, but it's also a good laugh, and it is actually a very funny film. It's got a good storyline, has lots of funny, interesting characters, and all I can really say is that you really must watch it if you haven't already. Anyway, that's all the time I have left on this particular boo. Thank you for listening. Well done again to Fizz for his fantastic work, and goodbye.